Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back here at John Field Gym, getting ready for Silver Streak basketball, the BSN shootout, the fourth-ranked team in 3A, the Galesburg Silver Streaks, 25-2, the top-ranked team in Class 2A, the Bree Central Cougars, 22-3. Streaks will start the same way they have throughout the season. At one guard, Kylie Townsville, a 5'6 junior, Raina Gully, a 5'5 junior, Kayla Townsville, a 5'6 junior, Lexi Daniels, a 5'5 senior, and, of course, in the middle, Shaylee Florine, 6'1 and a senior. Four. Bree Central, they will start. Got the big girl in the middle, Kendra Wilkins, 6'2", averaging 17 points and 12 rebounds a game. Kaylee Schrand, a 5'10 senior. Breanne Jansen, a 5'8 senior. Grace Yonchus, a 5'6 senior. And Abby Ratterman, a 5'4 senior. They're missing their best guard today in Faye Meisner, who is suffering from shin splints and will not play today. Tip won by nobody as of yet. Finally run down to the backcourt by Bree Central. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Bree Central in their road purple, trimmed in white. Out high on the right side, this is Yonchus with it. Nice look underneath, goes to Wilkin, and she puts it up and in. Make it 2-0 Bree Central.
Well, they go right inside right away, and a good play right there to take that ball inside. The Streaks just have to be wary of that and maybe double down.
Raina Gully with it, penetrates, gets inside the free throw line, shot blocked, but a foul is going to be called on Abby Ratterman, and a little bit of a mismatch there. I think that's going to be one way that if the Streaks can spread the floor, get the bigs out, because also their big girl averages several block shots a game on top of it. But nice job by Raina, and there is the guard that was on top of her, couldn't stay with her, and picked up the foul. That's her first as Raina hits the first free throw.
Raina coming in over 80% as a free throw shooter.
7:27, just underway here from John Thiel Gym. Second shot for Raina up and good. We are tied at two. Streaks will pick up with full court pressure. Wilkin inbounds, and it comes to Ratterman. Now this is Wilkin across midcourt, 6'2", handles the ball, crosses over, spins in the paint, puts a shot up, blocked by Shaylee, and a horrible position by the official that called the foul. He was out at midcourt. I mean, Gary Geiger was right on the play. It looked like, honestly looked like a good block by Shaylee, and he was in no position to call that.
Yeah, she was straight up and down, and Wilkin was moving into her, so I don't know how that was a foul on Shaylee there.
Nice move by Wilkin to handle the ball, and she hits the first free throw. She took the ball from midcourt all the way down, spun into the paint, made a nice move, but Shaylee made a great defensive play, picked up her first foul.
Wilkin, a 72.8% free throw shooter on the season.
Second shot is up, and rims that one too strong. Shaylee with a rebound for the Streaks. I was talking with Coach Massey about this. Good for Shaylee, probably good for their big girl too, to get this kind of competition against each other. It'll help both of them out in the long run. Right wing, this is Raina as the Cougars are in a man-to-man defense. Nice look underneath to Kayla Townsville. Can't hit the shot. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Schrand for Bree Central. Rotterman swings it over right side to Jansen. Jansen down on the right block. It goes to Schrand. Turns, can't hit the shot. And a rebound comes down to Shaylee. Now it's Raina with it right of the center circle. Bree Central in a man-to-man. Raina spins left, drives into the paint, kicks to Kaylee on the left wing. Now to Shaylee, high post, 17-footer is, bounces around and falls through. Nice touch from Shaylee, showing the range there. And that's a good thing that now Wilkin knows she's going to have to come out and guard Shaylee and get her away from the basket.
And open up that inside a little bit.
4-3 Streaks, 6:26 to play here in the first quarter. Out high on the left side, Breanne Jansen in front of the Streaks bench, working against Lexi Daniels. Now it goes to Wilkin between the circles. She'll dribble right. I kind of noticed that when she did the crossover on her move earlier. It looked like she kind of carried it. Now they get it down to the right block to Wilkin, and she backed in, and a travel's called. She was trying to back in, I think, to draw contact, but traveled in the process, and the Streaks get it back on the Bree Central turnover, leading 4-3.
First turnover of the game for either team.
Bree Central will pick up with a man-to-man defense. Out of the Cahokia Conference, down near the Metro East, to the west of the O'Fallon and Belleville area, just to the east of Carlisle. Right wing, Lexi fires a three. And that's too strong. Rebound comes out long off the hands of Kylie Townsville and grabbed by Abby Roderman for Bree Central. That's something the Streaks are really going to need against this bigger team, is to also help open it up, as Kylie Townsville with the steal.
Nice
is, hitting some outside shots.
Yeah, and nice shot by Kylie in the post defense there. Decided to go with the front, and she just made sure that she sold out and got the steal when it came about.
Nice pick and roll, and boy, oh, there we go, late foul call. Nice pick and roll by Raina and Shaley from out high on the right side. Wilkin came out and picked up Raina, and she made a nice teardrop pass over the top to Shaley. Got fouled by Schrand, Kaylee Schrand. That's her first, and Shaley goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Shaley shooting over 72% on the free throw season from the free throw stripe, and she misses on the first there.
Too strong on it, hits the back iron, and bounces off. 5:32 to play first quarter. Streaks with a 4-3 lead over the top-ranked team in Class 2A. Their only three losses on the season, as Shaley misses the second. Rebound comes out long. Oh, Lexi nearly out-hustled Bree Central with that one, but Grace Yonch has got her hands on it. Now this is Jansen. They lost twice to Highland, who is the 10th-ranked team in Class 3A, and they lost to O'Fallon, who is a 4A school. Badly missed shot there. Wilkin got in between the Streaks for the rebound and laid it up and in. Got to get a body on her.
Yeah, and a good follow there by Wilkin. Once she saw that shot go up, she started tracking the ball off the backboard.
Kayla Townsville down the right side and laid up off the glass too strong. Wilkin with the rebound. Coach Massey thought maybe there was some contact with the body there that didn't get called. Right wing, it goes to Jansen. Underneath, it goes to Schrand. Missed the shot, went off the bottom of the glass, and a jump ball called as Shaley got tied up with Schrand, and the possession arrow points toward the Streaks.
Yeah, Schrand just got herself too far under the basket, and instead of getting better position, she just threw it up and hit the bottom of the backboard.
Just under 5 minutes to play first quarter. Streaks trail 5-4, man-to-man defensive. Well, no, they come out. Yeah, it is a man-to-man still. Shaley out between the circles. Gets to Raina out high right side. Now top of the key, it's Lexi. High post, it goes to Shaley at the free throw line. Down the left side of the lane, spins back in with a hook shot, short. Gets her own rebound, leans in with a left hand. Can't hit it, but a foul is going to be called on Wilkin. Nice job by Shaley staying with it. Came up short on the first shot and actually was able to kind of draw the contact. Went up into the arm of Wilkin, and if she would have kept it straight up and down, might not have been a call, but she had it over the top of Shaley a little bit. First foul on Kendra Wilkin. Shaley back to the free throw line, missed her first two, and makes that one. She's got three in the ballgame. We're tied at five as we've got our first substitution. Kaylin Boydston in for the Streaks, replacing Kayla Townsville. And Carly Albers, a 5'9 senior, checks in for Bree Central. Shaley Florine at the free throw line for the Streaks. Eyes the second. It is up, and that one is good. Four for Shaley. She'll go to the bench. She'll get a breather. Emily Meinert checks in. And the Streaks lead 6-5, 4:38 to play first quarter. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Inbound comes to Yonchus. Back it goes to Schrand. Schrand across to Wilkin between the circles now. Now gets out high right side of Yonchus. Down the right side lane. Shot blocked by Kylie Townsville. Rebound, Kaylin Boyce. A great timing by Kylie Townsville. Lexi with it to Raina. Raina sees an opening. Back to Lexi on the right wing. High pass. Didn't have time to get set for the shot. Now it's Emily Meinert right wing to Kylie between the circles. Now Raina out high left side. Right wing, it goes to Lexi, dribbles toward the baseline, picks up, looks for some help, and swings it to Raina out between the circles.
They're in a 3-2 now.
With Schrand out there on the front of it at 5'10 or 5'11. Kaylin Boydson between the circles. Raina left side. Over the top pass. You're not going to get that through. Stolen away by Wilkin. It's got to go a lot higher than that. And now a timeout called by Nathan Reeder, the head coach of Bree Central. With 3:48 to play in the first quarter, it is Galesburg 6, Bree Central 5, and I think he called that timeout because it was Kaylin Boyson doing a nice job defensively, keeping Wilkin from getting rid of the ball on after the rebound. So the Streaks lead it 6-5 here, and we knew this was going to be a good contest this afternoon. This is a really good ball club. They placed second in the state last year in Class 2. They went 31-4. And they're actually even missing a starting guard, their second-leading scorer in Faye Meisner, just a sophomore at 5'6", battling shin splints, so she's not playing here this afternoon. They lost Alicia Book early in the season to an injury, who was another starter for them.
Yeah, and that's always tough, especially when you're coming in and having to play a bunch of big schools like they have been most of their season.
Wilkin, right wing, cut off by Shaley, who's back in. Kayla back in as well, in there with Emily Meinert, Kaylin Boydston, and Raina. Left baseline to Schrand outside the three-point arc. Top of the key, it goes to Albers, and she'll fire the three. That bounces high and falls through. Carly Albers used all of it on that. It bounced, went really high, and fell back through. Now it's 8-6. Breeze Central back in the 3-2 zone again. Kaylin, top of the key to Kayla, left wing. Swing it over to Reyna on the right wing. Now back to Kaylin, top of the key to Shaley in the paint. Turns with a left hand up, too strong. Rebound comes down to Albers. Outlet goes to Yonches, Grace Yonches. Now right wing, this is Wilkin. And Shaley's going to let her have that shot. Didn't look like she doesn't want to, looks like she doesn't really want to shoot from the perimeter. Left wing, it's Albers. Top of the key, it goes to Yonches. Now it's Wilkin again. Right side out high, it goes to Jansen. Right baseline, it is Schrand now on top of the three-point arc. Top of the key, Albers. Left wing, wide open, it is Jansen for three. That's too strong. And the rebound's going to go off of Bree Central last, as it was Schrand that got a hand on it. Knocked it away from Emily Minert. Kylie Townsend, Lexi Daniels will check back in. Emily Minert, Kaylin Boydson go to the bench. 2:37 to play first quarter. 8-6 Bree Central.
Streaks are getting some decent looks inside. It's just they've got to convert, and that was they've left some points out there on some shots that looked like they were going to get, just fell off the basket for them.
Reyna out high on the right side. That's tough. You know, Shaley's not used to having somebody that tall and somebody right on her face on those shots.
Right, exactly.
Kayla Townsend between the circles. Now to Reyna out high right side. Back to Kayla on the volleyball spike line. Now right side to Reyna. Swing it over to Lexi. Nearly stolen away. Now it gets tipped. Lexi gets it back. Drives in. Looks for some help. And now it's stolen away by Schrand. Lexi got caught up there and triple team down on the baseline trying to get rid of it and turned it over. Under 2 minutes to play.
Streak's second turnover of the game.
Left wing, this is Jansen. Top of the key, Wilkin, and faking the three, trying to bait Shaley into coming out and Gardner, and nothing doing. Now this is Jansen drives in. Now Wilkin does fire the three, badly missed, and she has actually hit, I think she's had like 26 attempts or something like that. Now it's Kayla Townsend drives in, gets through to defenders, lays it up and in, and it counts, and she's fouled. What a nice move by Kayla Townsend, and Nathan Reeder saying that was on the floor. He has an argument, but it was such a great move. How can you not give her the basket? Yonches picks up the foul as she kind of, like we've seen Reyna do, kind of sidestepped the defender, got through her, drew the contact, put it with the left hand up and in, and she is fouled, goes to the free throw for one shot, tied at 8. Now it streaks up 9-8 as the free throw is good by Kayla Townsend. In it comes to Jansen. Jansen on the dribble in the backcourt against Lexi Daniels. Gets it across left to the center circle, picks up, and gets to Wilkins out of the key. Wilkin on the dribble. She hasn't hit. She's attempted like 20-some threes. Hasn't hit very many. Travel there, not called. Puts up a 5-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out by Shaley, but it's run down by Yonches. She puts up an 18-footer, no good. Should have been over the back call on Wilkin. Tips it out, and Reyna comes down with it for the Streaks. Reyna Gully, right side on the dribble. Now back between the circles, gives to Kayla Townsend out high left side. Back to Reyna out high right side. It goes to Lexi. Lexi right baseline to Kayla outside the three-point arc. And had a little mismatch at the high post. High post didn't get it in to Shaley. Now Shaley has it on the right baseline. Out back high, it goes to Reyna. Back to Lexi, left baseline for three. That one's short. Rebound brought down by Shaley. Turns, 15-footer up. That's too strong. Reyna gets in there for the offense. Rebound up off the glass and in.
Great job by Reyna on the pursuit. She took off down the lane.
Now a steal by Kayla. Her shot gets blocked, though, by Schrand.
The moment she saw that shot going up, she took off on it. Nice job.
Now Wilkin drives left baseline, spins into the paint, too hard off the glass. Rebound is going to go off the hands of Kylie Townsend. Kylie just couldn't reel it in. Had gotten a handle. I think it was initially tipped a little bit by Wilkin, and Kylie couldn't bring it in. As Wilkin would go to the bench, as does Jansen, checking in. Rotterman back in, and Brianna Beckman, a 6-foot senior, in for Bree Central. Left baseline, fakes the three, drives in, 18-footer up and no good by Rotterman. Rebound to Albers, and she's fouled by Shaley. So Albers goes to the free throw line. Shaley picks up her second foul. Actually, looks like the majority of the Bree Central fans are over here on our side on the further end. Actually, from about the middle on, they've got a pretty decent following here. So Carly Albers goes to the free throw line, 5'9 senior, misses the first.
Emily Minert coming back in to get Shaley.
16.2 to play in the first quarter. Streaks lead 11-8. Albers at the foul line. Second shot is in and out, no good. Kylie Townsend with another rebound, gives to Raina. Raina across midcourt in the center circle to Kayla Townsend out high left side. Now Lexi between the circles out high right side to Raina. Dribbles over the top pass to Kayla down the left block, spins. Now kicks it back out to Raina. Leans in with 2 seconds, 15-footers, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and gets fouled, and no call. As the time runs out in the first quarter, got quite a battle going here. After one, it is Galesburg 11, Breeze Central 8. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streak's girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. By Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streak's basketball on WGIL.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball as Illinois takes on Wisconsin. Coverage begins tomorrow night at 5:30.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
BSN Shootout here at John Thiel Gym. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball team leading the Breeze Central Cougars 11-8 at the end of the first quarter. Breeze Central with the ball to start the second quarter. Galesburg High boys coming up later on tonight in the shootout. They'll take on the Alton Redbirds. That one's scheduled for 7:30, so around 7:06 for the pregame with Brad and Jim tonight here on WGIL. On the dribble, this is Roderman with it. Gets it left wing to Carson Newkirk in, a 5'10 sophomore. Right wing, it goes to...
Wow.
Yanchis, that was
a three.
Okay.
She banked it in.
So Yanchis with her first basket, and we're tied at 11. Raina Gully between the circles. Left wing goes to Kayla Townsend. She'll penetrate, gets around the defender, left hand, a little bit under the basket there, and couldn't get the shot up on the glass high enough.
And I think she may have taken a couple too many steps on the way in, too.
That's a possibility. Right wing, it is Newkirk with it, and she traveled, so yep. We'll get it back on that.
Four turnovers now for Breeze Central.
Boy, they've brought in so far off the bench 5'9", a 5'10 sophomore, a 6-foot senior. Who else? They had Albers, 5'9". They've got a lot of size on this team. Probably the biggest lineup we'll see this year. This is Raina with it out high right side to Kayla Townsend. Out high left side, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Schrand for Breeze Central. Outlets to Roderman. Roderman across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles right, working against Lexi Daniels. Under 7 minutes to play first half. We're tied at 11. Right wing, steal by Kayla Townsend. Great job by Kayla. Grabbed the ball and kept it from falling out of bounds. Now makes a nice pass to Lexi Daniels. Can't hit the layup, but Kayla Townsend with a rebound. Out high goes to Raina, top of the key. To Lexi, right baseline for three. Good! First three of the ball game for the Streaks, and they lead 14-11, 6.5 to play in the first half. Great hustle by the Streaks. First, Kayla Townsend with a great steal down there and keeping the ball from bouncing out of bounds.
There's a huge carry right in front of the official in front of the Streaks bench.
Yeah, the official, he didn't even see it. He's shaking his head no, but he wasn't even looking that way. This is Newkirk on the drive. Kicks down under to Albers, left side. Drives too hard with the shot. Rebound comes out long to Raina. Streaks with numbers. Raina with one to beat. Lays it up. Oh, missed it. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it up left side off the glass and good. Raina Gully with six, and they get 16-11, biggest lead of the ball game with under 6 minutes to play first half.
And she has five rebounds.
Now on the dribble, this is Yanchis working against Kayla, and Kayla, 10-second
call.
I'm not sure because I thought Kayla had tipped it away, and they were both diving after a loose ball. But
well, and the other side of that is that was almost it was even a better play because the Streaks would have gotten the possession, yes, off the jump ball, but now you save that possession arrow.
Ellen Junk checks in for the Streaks. She'll replace Emily Miner, so a shorter lineup in for Galesburg. Wilkin back in for Breeze Central. 5:48 to play first half. Streaks lead 16-11. They'll come out in a 1-2-2 zone this time. Left wing, it's Ellen Junk. Now to Kylie Townsend. Now to Raina out high right side. To Kayla out high on the left side. Left baseline to Lexi. Fires a three. Might have been partially blocked as rebound comes out long, and it's tipped, and Lexi able to run it down. Streaks will reset. Raina on top of the volleyball spike line. Dribbles right. Gets a pick from Ellen. Bounces right baseline for Lexi. Back to Raina out high on the right side. Swing it to Kayla. Left baseline. She'll fire the three. Bounces high, no good. Rebound comes down to Wilkett on the weak side. And now Kayla Townsend got a piece of her. That's not a foul Coach Massey likes to see. She kind of jumped up thinking Wilkett was going to pass the ball and got a piece of her arm in the process. That's the first foul on Kayla. Just the third team foul on the Streaks. 5:15 to play first half. 16-11 Galesburg, and Wilkett inbound. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Pretty good job ball denying. It finally gets into Jansen, now back to Wilkin, and they'll let her bring it across, and she'll be met by Ellen Junk. Spins in the center circle, goes left, and now, foul. They tried to set a pick. It was Brianna Beckman tried to set a pick on Ellen Junk, but she actually ran up into her. She was not set at all and picks up the foul, so a foul and a turnover for Bree Central.
Well, Streaks are getting the ball back either way there because Kylie did a great job coming around off of that, and she's going to pick Wilkins' pocket had that foul not been called.
5 minutes to play, first half, 16-11 Galesburg. Right baseline, Ellen back out to Raina out high on the right side. Now to Lexi, right baseline, fires a three. Go! That went over the top of Wilkin, who was closing out on her. 19-11 Streaks. Full court pressure again. This is Breanne Jansen. Another near steal by Kayla Townsend. A timeout called by Nathan Reeder. And, you know, the Bree Central fans are yelling, get her off of her. But she's not handshaking all. She's you know, slapping under at the ball. And what's happening is either Jansen or Jansen, either one of them, kind of spinning and nearly carrying it. And that's when, with her quick hands, Kayla's been able to get in there and get a piece of the ball.
Yeah, it's clear that the ball handlers for Central are not very good with on-ball defense because they're really getting bothered by the Streaks' pressure and intensity on the ball. Now, the interesting thing would be whether the sophomore that's out, if she's actually their normal ball handler, because watching what we've seen so far, I would have to guess that's the case.
Yeah, it sounds like she's their best guard. I don't know if she's the one that's their better shooter as well. They've got at the bottom of their stats page, it shows, I think that's where they've got assists or maybe turnovers. Turnovers, yeah, steals. And it's the one that's out is
Meisner,
yeah.
Yeah, she has 35 turnovers on the season.
Yep, carry called this time on Carson Newkirk, the 5'10 sophomore. Nice job again defensively. I believe it was Kylie Townsville there.
8 turnovers now for Bree Central.
4.5 to play first half. 19-11 Streaks, and Bree Central comes out in a man-to-man this time. Right wing, Ellen Junk with it to Kylie, top of the key, out high left side. It goes to Raina. Raina dribbles, penetrates down the middle of the lane, up over the top of Wilkin, can't hit the shot, and the rebound comes down. And great hustle again by Kayla Townsville, and they actually call a jump ball. I'm not sure that either had possession long enough for that to happen because it was Jansen once again, and she, I thought, was out of bounds when she had her hands on the ball there. Maybe that's why the jump ball call. Maybe they both had their hands on it out of bounds. Possession arrow points toward Bree Central. Three-pointer right baseline is an air ball from Jansen. Kylie Townsend runs it down. Long down court pass to Lexi. Had to save it in bounds. And now Streaks get it back as Lexi saved it in bounds, and Jansen tried to take it on the dribble. Couldn't control it, lost it in front of the Bree Central bench. 4 minutes to play first half, 19-11 Streaks. And, you know, as big as this Bree Central team is, you would think they would be more of a half-court team. But as their coach told us, Nathan Reeder, they like to get up and down. And it's the pace has shown, not scoring-wise, but the pace has really been up and down. This is Ellen Junk on high right side, Raina right wing to Lexi between the circles. Gives out high left side to Kylie. Now Kayla left wing. Gets a pick from Kylie. Gives to Raina between the circles on the volleyball spike line. Man-to-man defense from Bree Central. Kylie out high left side. Fakes. Drives down the right side of the lane. Bounces for Lexi right baseline. Fires a three. Too strong. Rebound fought for and brought down by Schrand for Bree Central. She gives way to Rotterman. She'll bring it across midcourt. Crosses over and gets to Schrand out between the circles. Now left wing it goes to Jansen. Jansen, top of the key. And it's stolen away by Lexi. Lexi Daniels down the right side, lays it up. Good. She's got 8. Mega 21-11 Streaks. 3:10 to play here in the first half. Downcourt pass to Rotterman. Now between the circles, it's Wilkin. Left wing, it goes to Jansen. Now this is Wilkin. Drives left baseline. Nice job by Ellen Junk. Cut her off. She had to kick it back out. Three-pointer now from Jansen is too strong. Wilkin with a rebound, though. Put it on the floor for some reason. Put it up and in. You got nobody taller than about 5'8 around you. That's one you shouldn't do. She's got seven, make it 21-13 streaks.
That breaks the streaks, 10-0 run.
Now Reyna down the right side lane. The runner might have been partially blocked by Jansen, and Jansen runs down the rebound. Rather, that's Yonchus runs it down, gets to Rotterman. Rotterman picks up her dribble, hounded by Reyna. Finally gets it to Schrand on the right wing, back to Rotterman. She'll dribble baseline, cut off. Nice pass to Schrand, 10-footers up and good. Kaylee Schrand with her first basket, and it's 21-15. With 2:18 to play.
So a 10-0 run. Now back-to-back buckets for Bree Central, and Coach Massey will call a full timeout.
We'll take a timeout as well. 2:14 to play first half. It's Galesburg 21, Bree Central 15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandberg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Terry Olerts of Galesburg, who won $20 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, 2:14 to play in the first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bree Central Cougars 21-15. But a good ball game so far, and the Streaks guards, really, we talk about this almost every game, but they are really, really bothering the ball handlers from Bree Central.
Yeah, when Kylie and Kayla and Raina are at their best, that's what's happening.
Nice over the pass top, back door from Raina to Kylie down on the left baseline. Kylie lays it up and in her first basket, 23-15, back to an 8-point lead for the Streaks. As, wow, Wilkin went behind the back, and she actually threw a pass that she had to run down. Oh, boy, now, oh, looked like she turned her ankle a little bit. Ellen's going to get called for a push. She did hand check. I think
nope.
Wilkin had kind of lost
it's her. It's going to go against Kylie.
Oh, against Kylie. She kind of lost her balance, and Wilkin kind of tweaked her ankle there. She's saying she's all right, though. But, yeah, she went to do a behind-the-back dribble and actually ended up passing to herself. She threw it about 10 feet over to the left.
I take that back. They gave it to Ellen, but I thought he signaled four.
Okay, so Ellen picks up her first foul. 14 fouls on the Streaks. Out high right side, this is Jansen with it. Brings it out between the circles near Carey. Now in the center circle, knocked away by Lexi and over and back as Jansen picked it up before it went to the backcourt. Jansen picked it up with her foot on the timeline. So another Bree Central turnover. And, you know, Lexi getting in on the steal parade, too.
Oh, yeah. Lexi's done some great on-the-ball defense so far.
Reyna with it. Kylie, top of the key. Thought about the three. Didn't pull the trigger. Now dribbles down the right side of the lane against Schrand. Picks up. Kicks out to Lexi on high right side to Reyna between the circles. 1:20 to play first half. Right wing. Ellen to Kylie, top of the key. Now Reyna out high left side to Ellen Junk down the left side of the lane. Left hand up. Can't hit it. And the rebound comes out long to Rotterman. Nice run play. Ellen, I think she heard the footsteps of Wilkin coming behind her. Got the shot up, but probably just a little bit too quick with it. A minute to play, first half, 23-15 Streaks. This is Rotterman right wing. Top of the key goes to Schrand. Fires the left-handed three-pointer. That's way off the mark. Rebound off the hand of Wilkin. Comes down to Reyna. Down court it goes to Lexi. And she'll hold on. See if the Streaks are going to work for one here. As Reyna gives to Kylie, now it's Kayla out high on the left side, 42 seconds to play. Now Ellen with it out high right side, gives to Reyna. She'll bring it back out and give to Kylie between the circles. Left wing to Lexi. Streaks content to run some clock here, 32 seconds to play. This is Kayla with it right side, dribbles, gives to Kylie between the circles, left wing to Reyna. Running a little weave here with 25 to play. Now Ellen top of the key, dribbles right, and hands off to Lexi, and she draws the foul on Brianne Jansen as Jansen tried to get in between and knock the pass away, but ran into Lexi in the process. That's the first foul on Jansen, 16 fouls now on Bree Central.
That's a difficult pass, though, there for Ellen to make. She's trying to essentially hand it off, but the angle was not there for the handoff, so luckily for the Streaks, it was a foul on Jansen as opposed to her getting in front of that and tying it up.
Streaks trigger down, 9 to play. Reyna out high right side with 7. Now with 5. Now with Lexi has it with three, a long three-pointer. That's going to be short. Kylie with a rebound, puts it up and hits the bottom of the glass too far under. But we have played one half of basketball. Streaks didn't get a real good look to end the half. But a good second quarter. And at halftime, it is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 23, the Breeze Central Cougars 15. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our halftime scoreboard. Also, we will run down our halftime stats and more. Talk about the first half of this one. Streaks lead it 23-15. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Hotcakes and sausage for dinner, looking forward to the treat. Thanks to the all-day breakfast menu at Mickey D's. Sausage McMuffin with egg sandwich, can't beat the flavor or the taste. My favorite lunch with golden hash browns.
All day, every day, hey, hey. All day, every day, hey, hey.
For good mornings, great afternoons, and even better evenings, dig into McDonald's all-day breakfast menu and savor the flavor of breakfast.
All day, every day, hey. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
McDonald's all-day breakfast menu varies by location.
If I could change the world, I would make everyone be nice.
If I could change the world, I would make sure that every child had a safe place to sleep at night.
If I could change the world,
I'd make sure that no child goes to bed hungry.
United Way is changing the world right here in Knox County. Each year, your donation helps hundreds of local kids. It helps families with children avoid abuse. Make sure that local children in need receive food, clothing, and shelter.
If I could change the world, I would improve the outcomes for our students.
I would give everyone the education they need to achieve their dreams and change the world.
Your donation helps more local children to have after-school support to achieve better grades and more teens to receive a second chance through peer support.
Let's stop the cycle of poverty.
Let's get more kids in school and ready to learn.
Let's help people achieve their dreams.
Anything is possible when we're united.
Anything.
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 Get started at unitedway-knoxcounty.org.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead it at halftime, 23-15 over the Breeze Central Cougars. Galesburg was up 11-8 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Breeze Central 12-7 in that second quarter. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Of course, the Silver Streak boys, a nice win last night, 49-48 over United Township to take a two-game lead on both UT and Rocky in the Western Big Six Conference. And they'll be in action later on tonight when they take on Eric Smith's Alton Redbirds. Eric Smith, the former assistant coach here at Galesburg High School, now the head coach down at Alton. And that one's scheduled for 7:30. Brad and Jim will have it around 7:06 for the pregame 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. The other games here today, Rock Island girls won the opening game today over Quincy Notre Dame. I didn't get a final score. I know at some point they were up by 20 or 24, ended up about a 15-point win for the Rocks. Sounded like Bree Beal had a really nice game for the Rocks. The upcoming schedule looks like this for the girls. We'll get done with this one here this afternoon, and then it'll be a Thursday night date with the Quincy Blue Devils here at John Thiel Gym. Of course, a much improved Quincy team, which we kind of expected heading in the second half of the season. And actually, we feel fortunate not only for not having to make the trip, but just because they've improved enough, rather play them up here than down there second time around.
And it's senior night, isn't it?
I believe that's true. Yeah, that's right. We're doing it against Quincy this time around rather than the last game of the season, which will be against Rock Island. So we're winding it down here, the Quincy Blue Devils on Thursday. The next Saturday, game time has changed. We'll host the Sterling Golden Warriors, originally scheduled for 1:30. Now that is going to be a 3 o'clock game, so the sophomores will tip at 1:30, and Eric and I will be here. We'll take the air at about 2:40 next Saturday afternoon. Then we wrap up the regular season with the Rock Island Rocks, and that'll be hopefully for a chance for a tie in the Western Big Six Conference. That'll be Thursday, February 11th. Galesburg High boys, of course, have Alton tonight. Then coming up next Friday, it'll be Pink Out Night when they host the Alabama Pioneers. They'll play a Saturday game when St. Charles East will make the trip down from the southwest suburbs. They will be then three road games in a row before senior night. They'll be at Moline February 12th, at Quincy February 19th, at Geneseo Saturday February 20th, and they'll wrap up their regular season February 26th, senior night here at John Thiel Gym against the Rock Island Rocks. The other games here today, once we finish things up, the next game, a couple of games, Monmouth-Roseville and Byron will play each other. First off, the girls will play at 4:30, followed by the boys at 6 o'clock. Of course, the Byron girls were down here for the shootout last year. And then we'll wrap things up tonight for the BSN shootout with Galesburg and Alton at 7:30 tonight. Also, they've got a nice meal going on in the cafeteria that's going to benefit both basketball programs here. Food from Pizza House that I think is just $5. You get a sandwich and soup and drink and dessert for just $5. So that's one of the things you can grab a bite to eat while you're here as well. Halftime, Streaks lead at 23-15. We'll come back with our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, proud of our connection to Galesburg.
From our calendar at WGIL.com, the Jamison Center in Monmouth adds a new discussion group on the second Tuesday of the month called Money Matters. Community leaders leading talks on budgeting, loans, and debt. 5 o'clock beginning February 9th. Get details now at WGIL.com.
Locally owned WGIL. Local radio hosts, local news, keeping you connected. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy with a low of 39 tonight. Cloudy with a 50% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 48. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 39. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of snow, possibly mixed with some sleet, low of 32. And Tuesday, breezy with rain showers, possibly mixed with snow early, high of 41, overnight low of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 44 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Hi, this is Al Hayden. Listen for me Saturday mornings at 6:15 on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor Report here on WGIL.
Tom Meredith, there, Gibson, John Thiel, Jim. Streaks lead it at halftime, 23-15 over the Breeze Central Cougars. Streaks ranked number 4 in Class 3A, 25-2 on the year. Breeze Central, 22-3. They are ranked number 1 in Class 2A. They got second place in the 2A state tournament last year. Our halftime scoreboard is our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, not a whole lot to report. Streaks led by Lexi Daniels, 8 points, a couple of threes and a two. Six for Raina Gelly, a couple of baskets, 2 for 2 from the line. Shaley with 4 points on a basket and 2 for 4 from the line. 3 points for Kayla Townsall on a basket and a free throw. 2 for Kylie Townsall on a basket. Streaks 5 for 7 from the line, a couple of three-pointers. Breeze Central led by their 6'2 center, Kendra Wilkin, 7 points. 5 of those in the first quarter, 3 baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. 3 for Grace Yonchus, 3 for Carly Albers, both on three-pointers. Albers 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points from Kaylee Schrand on a basket. They were 1 for 4 from the line and a couple of three-pointers.
Well, team stat-wise, 11 turnovers for Breeze Central. Streaks only turned the ball over 3 times. 19-18, Streaks with a 1-rebound edge on the rebounding department. 8-5 on the offensive boards. Breeze shooting it, needs some help. 6 of 20 from the field, including 2 of 8 from distance. And outside of, Wilkin, they were just 1 of 8 from inside the arc. Streaks, on the other hand, 8 of 29 from the field, 2 of 9 from distance.
Well, the thing is, I know you didn't talk about these, but you mentioned a couple times between rebounds and steals, the Streaks, I mean, Raina's gotten in there and gotten some rebounds, steals. I mean, everybody, you've had Kayla, Kylie, Raina, Lexi, all in there getting some steals as well.
Yeah, and there's 4 steals between Kayla, Kylie, and Raina. Kayla carrying the load there with 2, but Raina just on rebounds has been amazing. 6 rebounds so far. 3 of them on the offensive end.
All right, Streaks and Cougars from Breeze Central. It'll be Streaks with the basketball to start the second half. Kayla Towns will inbound. Streaks come out with her starting lineup. Shaylee back on the floor with two fouls. She was the only one in any foul trouble for the Streaks. So Streaks with it to start the second half. Raina Gully between the circles with it. Just underway second half. Now Shaylee out high right side. And looks like a 2-3 zone this time. Right baseline, it's Kayla. Gets it to Shaylee down on the right block. Puts it up. Somebody got her on the arm from behind. Gets her own rebound. Left hand up. Rolls off. No good. It's going to go off.
No.
Foul. If you don't call an over-the-back foul on Kylie, that's got to be the Streaks' ball. They're giving it, though, to Breeze Central. I thought it went off of most definitely went off of Yonches.
Oh, it did go off Yonches, and you're right. I mean, if there's anything, there's an over-back call right. Against Kayla or Kylie.
This is Jansen with it on the left wing, top of the key. It's Wilkin, drives down the left side of the lane, lost the handle on it, had to kick it out, and now that should have been a double dribble as Yonches missed the shot. She caught the ball, dropped it, picked it back up, and dribbled again, but Kylie Townsend gets the rebound for the Streaks. What a pass from Raina to Shaylee running the floor up over Wilkin, up and in. That was a tough play for both. It was almost a straight pass, and Shaylee had to catch it, kind of turned to her right to catch it away from Wilkin and caught it, put it up and in.
Yeah, great job by both players, and that's just the chemistry they have playing together for the last few years.
Streaks back to a 10-point lead, 25-15, three-pointer, top of the key, good for Wilkin. Well, she has a little bit of range. She's got 10 now.
9 of 28 now in the season.
So it doesn't shoot a great percentage and doesn't even put up a whole lot, but
over 30%, though.
Yeah, well, I guess that's not bad, so especially 6-2.
Yeah, not terrible when that's not the main purpose of her game.
Shaylee faces up, now spins in the paint with a right hand, puts it up and in. Nice move by Shaylee. I think she's stepping up to the challenge.
Yeah, and another great job. She knows that she can take Wilkin one-on-one, and so right there just put it on the ground and went to her hook shot.
Yonches goes right baseline to Wilkin. Kicks back out to Yonches. She'll fire the three out high right side. Bounces off no good. Rebound comes out long to Shaylee.
Seven rebounds now for Shaylee.
Now Raina with it on the run. Raina sees an opening down right down the right side of the lane. You can see that Kevin missed the shot. I think that Schrand might have gotten a hand on it as Raina went up. You can almost see that developing. You can see, I think we saw the same opening that Raina saw that time down the right side of the lane. Wilkin right wing picks up her dribble, gives to Jansen between the circles, left wing to Yonches, working against Kayla Townsend. Left baseline to Jansen against Lexi Daniels, brings it back out to the wing, now picks up. A nice give and go to Schrand, lays it up, can't hit the shot, and the weak side rebound, and Kayla Townsend with it, fighting with Schrand, and the jump ball is going to go back to Bree Central as Kayla's got to adjust her her headband came off in that scrum. Inbound comes to Schrand. Out high right side, it goes to Yonches. Now Wilkin between the circles, out high left side to Roderman. Now down to the block. Schrand turns, puts a shot up, no good. Shaylee with another rebound, number 8, to go with 8 points. 27-18 Streaks, 5:26 to play third quarter. Raina Gully right of the center circle. Nice job defensively by Roderman to cut her off. Gives to Kylie, now Shaylee, now back to Raina, top of the key, right wing to Lexi. Gets it down on the block to Shaylee, left hand up and in.
Yeah, great seal right there by Shaylee. She sealed to the inside. So all Lexi had to do was get it over the top of the defender into Shaylee's palm, and once it was there, it was going to be an easy score.
Shaylee with 10, working on a double-double with 8 rebounds as well. And, yeah, Raina's going to get called for the bump there. That's unfortunate as she reached in, tapped it away from Roderman once, and she nearly lost it. And Raina thought she had another opening but kind of bumped shoulders with her. That's the first foul on Raina. First team foul in the second half on Breeze Central as Emily Minerton, Kaylin Boydson check in. Kayla and Shaylee will take a break. 4:56 to play third quarter, 29-18 Streaks. In the backcourt it goes to Roderman. Now over the top. This official is another. He was in no position to make a call from midcourt and called a foul on Kayla. There may or may not have been some contact there. I thought Gary Geiger was right on top of it, and I don't think he saw a foul on it. Now a travel is going to go against Yonches. She's going to try to get it inside to Wilkin, and she went up, and somebody closed out the passing lane, so she went up and down with it.
12 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks, for Breeze Central.
11-point lead, the biggest of the ball game for the Streaks. 4:45 to play third quarter. Raina Gully, free throw line, drives down the right side, gets it up over the arm of Wilkin. Can't hit the shot, and they're going to call it on the floor against, I think, Schrand. Nope, it does go against Wilkin. That's her second foul now. So both bigs, Shaylee and Wilkin, both with two fouls. Kaylin will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Lexi, left wing, fires a three. That's short. And a rebound saved in by Kaylin, but it's picked up by Jansen for Breeze Central. Jansen across midcourt, right at the center circle, gives to Wilkin. Wilkin on the dribble, hands off to Yonches, who nearly lost it, now gets to Schran. Back out right wing, three-pointer and air ball from Jansen. Rebound comes down to Kaylin Boydston. Kaylin across midcourt in the center circle. Bounces for Reyna, right of the circle. Reyna working against Roderman. Goes right to the wing, steps back, fires a three. Good! My goodness!
Wow.
Michael Jordan-esque there. Leaned in, got the defender going backwards, stepped back behind the line, puts the three up and in.
And Reyna, now we're going to get a foul again on Reyna.
Wow.
It's called for hands.
That's second on Reyna. She's got 9 points in the ball game.
And she was frustrated after that call.
32-18, Streaks lead, under 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Shaylee back in, as is Kayla. They're in there with Emily Meinert, Kaylin Boydston, and Reyna Gully. Wilkin on the dribble, spins into the paint. Oh, Shaylee did a nice job cutting her off, and Wilkin, I thought, traveled before she put the shot up. It showed nice touch there. She put it up and in. She's got 12, make it 32-20, Streaks. Reyna cross midcourt in the center circle, dribbles left, gets a pick from Shaylee, picks up, gets to Shaylee, high post, but the pass was a little bit high. Now the ball goes to the floor. Nice hustle by Shaylee, and the Streaks will get the possession arrow. It'll go back to the Streaks. Kayla will inbound from the left baseline. Actually, it'll be Kaylin, rather, as Kylie and Lexi will check back in to replace Kaylin and Emily Miner. So it will be Kayla to inbound. 3:32 to play in the third. Streaks lead 32-20. Kayla with it, gives to Shaylee down on the left block, spins in with the right hand, a little bit short on the shot, Wilkin with the rebound. And now, gee whiz, this guy is just...
Is this going to be against Kylie?
Yeah, Kylie gets called for the push or the hand check. Yeah, well, all right. So is Wilkin pushing double figures in rebounds as of yet?
Wilkin has 6 rebounds.
Okay, so she's got 12 and 6. Shaylee with, 10 and 8 at this point.
Correct.
3:18 to play. Wilkin across midcourt, right side. Right wing it goes to Olivia Wesselman, 5'4", sophomore in for Breeze Central. Wesselman with it out high right side, dribbles, gives to Wilkin. Nice double down by Kylie, had to kick it out to Schrand, and she gets fouled on the three-pointer by Kayla. And that one almost went in. It went down in and popped out. So it's not a four-point play.
Yeah, Kayla jumped out at her, unfortunately. Nipped the arm when she was coming through.
So Kaylee Schrand, 5'10 senior, will go to the free throw line for 3 shots. That's the second foul on Kayla. So Reyna, Shaylee, and Kayla with 2 fouls for the Streaks. Wilkin the only with 2 for Breeze Central. As she hits the first free throw, she's got 3 points. 32-21, now 3:03 to play third quarter. Illinois Fighting Illini off tonight. They'll be back in action tomorrow as the second free throw is up and good. A strange Sunday evening game, 5:30 pregame, 6:30 tip, as they take on the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night. And that one will be on the road up in Madison. Third shot up and good, so she's got 5 now. And we've got our first palindrome
second
score of the night.
Oh, second, it was 11-11, and we're counting that as palindrome.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yep. 32-23. As Kayla drives down the right side, missed a shot. Be careful there. Reached in on Trand a little bit, who got the rebound. Now it is Yonches. Gives right baseline to Roderman. Pass in the paint, stolen away by Kylie Townsend. Gives to Reyna. Reyna walks it across in the center circle now. Gives to Kylie out high on the left side. Man-to-man defense by Breeze Central. Shaylee with it now. Gives to Reyna in the center circle. Now to Shaylee out high left side. Near the center circle, it's Kylie. Now back to Reyna out high on the right side. Roderman nearly got a piece of that pass. Now Reyna dribbles left. Pulls it back out right of the center circle and resets. Dribbles right. Gets a pick from Shaylee. Down the right side. Picks up and bounces for Kylie out between the circles with 2:09 to play. Now Lexi left wing. Dribbles to the top of the key, gives to Shaylee out high right side. She'll fire the three. That's short. Rebound comes down to Reyna, though. Reyna up off the glass, can't hit, but she gets fouled. Went to the floor hard. Roderman's going to be called for the foul. Now, see, in that case, the guy that's been blowing the whistle from midcourt all the time was right on top of the play, and he didn't blow the whistle on
right.
That foul. So foul goes on Roderman. That's her second now. Reyna goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And how many rebounds for Reyna now?
Reyna now has seven.
Her first shot is up and good. So Reyna also working on a double-double as Ellen Junk's going to come in and replace Shaley. Schrand and Roderman go to the bench for Breeze Central as Jansen checks back in, as does Carly Albers. Second shot for Reyna, up, and that one short. Rebound comes down to Wilkin. 10 for Reyna, 33-23 streaks lead, under 2 minutes to play, third quarter. Wilkin on the dribble, dribbles left, bounces for Jonchus out left side to Wilkin, mid-post, kicks out left baseline, Jansen for three, no.
And we're going to get a push to the lane.
Yeah. Wilkin shoved Ellen Junk out of the way and picks up her third foul. And she's going to go to the bench with 1:44 to play in the third. Schrand will check back in, so you're trading 5'10 or 5'11 for 6'2. 1:44 to play in the quarter. Streaks lead at 33-23 here in the third. Reyna gives to Kylie out high left side, dribbles right down the right side of the lane, leans in against Schrand, now kicks out to Lexi on the right wing. Now it's Reyna between the circles. With 1:30 to play. Gets a pick from Kylie. Hesitates. Now goes to the right wing. Steps back. Bounces for Kylie down in the post. Left hand up off the glass. Too strong. Gets her own rebound, though. Puts it up and gets hammered by Schrand. What a great job by Kylie Townsville. Initially made a great move to go away from Schrand to get the shot off, and then went right into her the second time to pick up the contact. And Kylie goes to the free throw line with two shots. 1:21 to play. Third quarter. Streaks lead 33-23. And that free throw bounces off too hard. Checking back in, Albers goes to the bench, and it'll be Brianna Beckman, the 6-foot senior, in for Breeze Central. 1:21 to play, third quarter. Streaks with a 10-point lead. Kylie Townsville at the free throw line. Second shot is up, and that one is good. Three for Kylie. Back to an 11-point lead. Full court pressure, and it comes to Wesselman. Tipped away by Kylie Townsville, and the officials argue about it. The one on the baseline said it went to the Streaks. The one on the other side said it was Breeze Central, and they're going to say Breeze Central.
Baseline official then corrected himself.
Yeah.
He initially pointed streak ball and then corrected himself.
I'm pretty sure Kylie knocked it out. Now Kylie knocks it away, but ran into Wesselman in the process. Good hustle. Streaks would have come up with a turnover, but Kylie picks up her second foul now. Oh, no, that's actually Kylie's third team foul.
I was going to say, I thought it was her third.
Okay, well, maybe that one that we thought. No, Ellen does have one, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so three on Kylie Townsville. She goes to the bench. Let's see, Lexi back in. Inbound comes to Jonchus against full court pressure. Jonchus on the dribble against Kayla Townsville. Gets it across near the center circle. Dribbles right. Out high right side now. Goes right baseline to Jansen outside the three-point arc. Jansen dribbles to the free throw line, gets inside, dumps it off to Schrand, tipped away by Kayla Townsville. Jansen comes up with it, fires a 10-footer from straight on, can't hit it, but I think it was Lexi got a hand on her from behind.
Yeah, got a hand on the back. Yeah, I don't think it even affected her, but they're going to call that all the time.
First on Lexi, that's the seventh team foul now on the streak, so Breeze Central will be shooting free throws the rest of the game. 55.3 to play in the third. Streaks with a 34-23 lead.
This is a relatively low-scoring game for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah.
We don't usually see the Streaks in the third quarter with only 34 points.
Jansen misses the first. 5'8 senior for Breeze Central. Second one up, no good. Rebound to Lexi. Gives to Reyna. We'll see if the Streaks work for one here. Now Shaley out high left side, left wing to Kayla. Well, running the offense now. Now Ellen, top of the key, right wing to Reyna. They'll run a little bit of a weave. Shaley, top of the key, left wing to Lexi with 40 seconds to play. Gets a pick from Shaley, gives to Ellen out high right side. Now it's Kayla with it out high on the right side. Gives to Shaley between the circles. And she'll hang on and finally gets it over to Ellen out high on the right side with 25 to play. Ellen hands off to Lexi. She'll bring it back out high right of the center circle. Gets to Ellen and bounces for Shaley. What a great play. Shaley lays it up and in, and she's fouled.
Great pass by Ellen Junk. She had an opening. She could have taken that to the rim, but saw that Shaley was cutting free. She gave her a nice little bounce pass, leading her towards the rim.
That was my thing. I was getting ready to yell, go, Ellen. You got a layup there.
Right.
And what a great recognition and bounce for Shaley going down the right side of the lane, lay it up and in. And that's what, you know, Coach Massey, you're trying to run clock and probably work for one, but if you get an opportunity like that, you have to take it. foul went against Jansen. That's her second. 15 foul now as Shaylee's free throw bounces around and rattles through. She's got 13, make it 36-23. Emily Miner will replace Shaylee for the rest of the quarter as Shaylee's got two fouls. But surprisingly, he puts Wilken back in there with three fouls with 15 seconds to play. I guess maybe they want to try to get her posted up to get a basket.
Yeah.
And now a near steal, and the ball goes off the foot of Yonches, and now Kaylin Bozy has to get in travel. Yeah.
Kaylin dribbled the ball to try to pick the ball up, but never got her knee off the ground. So when she bounced the ball, her knee was still on the ground. You've got to bounce it as you're
standing up. Stand up while you're bouncing. It was a great try. Good defense by the Streaks. They're going to try to go over the top to Wilken at some point. Oh, goes into the backcourt. They might not even get a shot off. Now goes to Wilken out high on the right side. She'll fire a three-pointer and a hand check before the shot against Ellen, I think. Yep. I wasn't sure about that one, but Ellen Junk with her second, and that's going to put Wilken at the free throw line. I guess that's just as good if you're Breeze Central with 1.4 to play. Wilken goes for a chance of the one and bonus.
This is definitely a better shot than they were going to get. So
yeah, absolutely. So Wilken, the 6'2 senior, puts the first one through. She'll get the bonus.
Wilken, as you remember, just shy of 73% as a free throw shooter.
13 points on the afternoon, 37-24 Streaks, 1.4 to play, third quarter. And it's after this free throw, they're going to get her out of there. Nope, she missed it, though. Rebound tipped around and goes to the floor, and time runs out. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 37, the Breeze Central Cougars 24. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting Silver Streak basketball and the exciting lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs at Galesburg Nissan. From one end of the court to the other, we feature the most dependable and fuel-efficient dream team. New to our lineup, the 2016 Nissan Titan full-size pickup featuring the powerful Cummins V8 diesel engine. Towing capacity of a three-quarter ton with half-ton comfort and features never before offered on a full-size truck. Check it out now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
8 minutes to play between the number four team in Class 3A and the number one team in Class 2A, the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Breeze Central Cougars. Streaks outscored Breeze Central 14-9 in that third quarter and lead 37-24 coming into the final quarter. Breeze Central will have the basketball. Streaks come out with their starting lineup, as does Breeze Central. Wilken with three fouls, Shaylee with two for the Streaks, as does Raina, Kayla, and Ellen Junk. Kylie Townsend with three. This is Roderman, brings it across midcourt, out on the right side, goes to Yonches. Grace Yonches gives high post to Wilken. Wilken kicks to Roderman, top of the key, back to Wilken. Right wing, stops, fires a 10-footer, nice touch. Nice move by Kendra Wilken. She's got, 15 in the ball game, make it 37-26 Streaks. Kayla Townsend near the center circle, dribbles right, gets a pick from Shaylee, stops on the right wing, gives to Kylie, top of the key. Kylie looks over the defense. Tran playing back off of her. Now she dribbles left and now swings it over to Raina out high right side. Now it's Kylie back out high on the left side with it to Shaylee, top of the key. Now Raina out high right side. Gets to Kayla out high left side. Fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Wilken for Breeze Central. Wilken averages a double-double, about 17 points and 12 rebounds a game. Right wing, Roderman with it outside the three-point arc. Dribbles out high, right baseline, it goes to Jansen. Down to the block, Wilken in the paint, puts up a five-footer, good. Nice job by Wilken, had lost control of the ball, got it back, gathered herself, squared her shoulders, got a nice little fadeaway shot up and in.
And she's starting to go to work, Tom.
37-28 now, down to a nine-point lead for the Streaks with 6:39 to play. Backdoor pass to Shaylee from Raina, left side up over the top and good.
Five assists now for Raina in the game.
15 for Shaylee. 39-28 Streaks. Wilken across midcourt between the circles, dribbles left, gives to Jansen out on the left side. Jansen penetrates, back to Wilken, left wing, fires a three-pointer, missed the shot, rebound comes down to Kylie. Breeze Central fans were wanting a foul, but she kind of ran into Shaylee after the shot. Now Shaylee down on the right block on the feet from Lexi, can't hit, but draws a foul on Kaylee Schrand. That'll be her third foul. So Shaylee to the free throw line with two shots. 39-28 streaks, 6:09 to play in the ball game.
Kendra Wilkin is committed to play at St. Louis University.
Really? Okay.
Down in St. Louis. And she actually had committed to play at DePaul and decommitted to, and recommitted, or
really?
Decommitted from DePaul and committed to St. Louis.
Wanted to stay close to home and be a Billiken. First shot for Shaylee Good. Second one up and good as well.
Well, if I'm choosing programs, I think I would have gone the other way on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
That being said, you know, with Stonewall going there.
Right.
And, you know, their games are different, but probably, you know, playing time-wise, they would have been in the same boat.
Left wing, this is Yonchus with it. Top of the key, Schrand, and we got a hold in the paint. It's going to go against Shaylee, I guess, on Wilkin. That's going to be the third on Shaylee, so Wilkin's going to go back to the free throw line with a chance at the one and bonus. That's the 17th foul on the streaks. Or, excuse me, that's the 19th foul on the streaks, so they'll shoot two from here on out. You know, the thing is, watching Wilkin play, she's a good player, but maybe the right move because, you know, that's Big East basketball. I don't know that she's got that kind of athletic ability.
No.
We know Stonewall does.
I agree. And I think that realistically, she's probably going to struggle in the A-10 too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot that's where St. Louis U is.
I believe. Aren't they still there?
I think that might. That's right.
So both fairly high D1 for basketball, but it'll be, you know, she's one of those players that she's got some ability on the ice here. Her handles definitely aren't there.
Lexi for three, right baseline, good! On the feed from Reyna as Wilkin had made the first free throw, missed the second. Shaylee had gotten another rebound. That's 11 for Lexi now, 44-29 streaks with 5.5 minutes to play. Is that the ninth rebound for Shaylee?
That is.
And now a turnover by Bree Central as Rotterman tried to get it inside to I'm not sure who, maybe Schrand, and they turned it over. Nobody got a hand on it. And Nathan Reeder calls a timeout with that's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:25 to play, Galesburg 44, Bree Central 29. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street. By attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. By Dennis Twitty State Farm on Henderson Street in Galesburg, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
5:25 to play in the ball game. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Bree Central Cougars 44-29. Streaks with the basketball. They'll bring it the length of the court. Starting five comes out on the floor for the Streaks. So we got a couple of Streaks working on double-doubles. I think Wilkin, has she got a double-double yet?
She's only got eight rebounds so far.
Okay.
18 points, 8 rebounds. Shaylee was 17 and 9.
And Reyna, well, not quite there. She's in double figures with 10 points. But
7 rebounds and 6 assists.
Okay, so actually working on a triple-double there.
It's going to take some doing, but definitely possible if she keeps going inside to Shaylee.
Kayla with it out high on the left side. Pulls the dribble out. Gets a pick from Shaylee now. Goes right. And missed the pick-and-roll opportunity there. Now, nice move by Kayla. Gets around. Wilkin kicks out to Lexi. Left wing for three. Good! That is her fourth of the ball game, two in this quarter. She's got 15 now.
And that puts up to an 18-point lead. That might be close to the nailing of the coffin right there.
47-29. Wilkin fires a three-pointer on high right side. No good. Reyna with another rebound. Reyna across midcourt right side. Now top of the key with it. 4:34 to play. Right wing, Kylie Townsell. To Shaylee out high right side. Back out high left side to Reyna. Reyna Gully gives to Lexi Daniels, right wing. Now to Shaylee on the block, mid post. Goes in with a left hand. Nice move. Gets it up and in. Got around Wilkin. And make it 49-29 streaks with a 20-point lead. Steal by Kayla Townsend on the inbound. Tried to get to Reyna, but pass knocked away and stolen by Rotterman. Rotterman across midcourt. Gets left wing to Jansen. 4:05 to play. Jansen on the dribble out high left side, picks up. And now a steal by Kylie Townsville. One to beat against Schran. Goes in. Schran blocks the shot but gets called for a fourth foul. Kaylee Schran picks up number four. Great job by the Streaks defensively here this afternoon. And Kylie Townsville will go back to the free throw line with two shots, one for two in the ballgame. She's got 3 points. So the Streaks had forced 11 turnovers in the first half, and they only had three. And a good chunk of those, actually, I will say they were forced. I know there was one here just a little bit ago that they just absolutely threw a bad pass, but for the most part, these have been forced turnovers by the Streaks.
Yeah, the ball hawking has been phenomenal from the Silver Streaks, as we've seen game in, game out this season, but just been real good. And you know, we talked about this earlier on the broadcast. I'm sure that this is not one of the defensive styles they see a whole lot down in where they're playing, because the Streaks' ability to get on ball handlers is rivaled by very few.
Kylie made the first, second one went way down, popped back out, 50-29 Streaks. Rebound came to, Beckman, who's back in. She replaced Wilkin. Now this is Schrand out between the circles against Kylie. Dribbles left, picks up now, out high left side, hands off to Rotterman. Right wing goes to Yonchus. Yonchus dribbles left, kicks out top of the key, and it's going to go into the backcourt and going to be an over and back, but nope, Reyna hustles and gets the ball. We've seen that several times by the Streaks in the last few games.
Especially by Reyna.
Yeah, yep. Kayla Townsend with it, 3:20 to play. Streaks fans cheering their ball club and appreciating the hustle here this afternoon. Reyna with it in the center circle. Out high right side to Kylie. Streaks content to work a little bit of clock here, run the offense, and look for an easy one. And there it is. Pass inside to Kylie, but the shot blocked by Schran. Nice look from Reyna to Kylie. Couldn't get it to go as Schran got a hand on it. Rotterman with it now out between the circles, under 3 minutes to play. Out high left side, this is Brianne Jansen. Jansen on the dribble. Between the circles to Yonchus. Yonchus drives down the left side, can't hit the shot, but Kylie's going to pick up the foul. Or rather, Kayla, I'm sorry. Kayla picks up her third foul. And it will be Grace Yonchus, 5'6 senior, goes to the free throw line.
Oh, out of control coming down the lane there.
Yonchus with 3 points in the ballgame. She had a three-pointer in the second quarter. 50-29 Streaks lead.
Yonchus is only a 52% free throw shooter coming into the game.
Missed that one. It'll be interesting to see what the pollsters do, because they still should probably most definitely be the number one team in Class 2A. No shame in losing to the number four team in 3A, especially as good of a ball game as playable. It'll be interesting to see if they drop, though, in the poll.
Right.
Second shot is up and good for Yonchus, and she'll be replaced by Shawnee Zimmer, a 5'8 senior in for Nathan Reeder's Cougars. 50-30, Streaks with a 20-point lead here this afternoon. With 2:42 to play, Reyna will walk it across in the center circle. Goes right, gives to Lexi on the right wing. Back to Reyna out high, and they're going to play a 1-2-2 zone now. And it goes to Shaley down on the block, puts it up, can't hit on the feed from Kayla. But the foul's going to go against Beckman. And that'll be her second foul. Shaley back to the free throw line with two more shots. 2:29 to play. Gielsburg High boys basketball coming up tonight. Here on WGIL, the Streaks to wrap up the BSN shootout. They'll take on Eric Smith's Alton Redbirds as Shaley comes up short on the first free throw.
Shaley missed her first two, made five, and now she's missed one.
19 points in the game for Shaley, and what, 9 rebounds?
Correct.
Second shot is up and good. And she's going to leave the ball game, be replaced by Emily Meinertz. Also, Ellen Junk checking in. She'll replace Kylie Townsend. I don't imagine we'll see them come back into the ball game as they both get a nice hand from the Streaks. Sage Milroy in to replace Lexi Daniels. Lexi finishes with, 15. Maybe it's 14. Yep, 14 for Lexi. Shaley finishing with 20.
20-9.
Pretty good afternoon. Right wing, it goes to Zimmer. Zimmer, top of the key, gives to Olivia Page, a 5'7 senior, and she fires a three, misses it badly. Rebound goes to the floor, and finally Kayla Townsend comes out with it. Kayla to Sage, down the right side, stops on the wing, kicks back out to Kylie, right of the center circle, now to Reyna in the center circle with two to play, and Reyna will just hold on for the time being against the 2-3 zone. Now it's Kayla out high left side. Dribbles left with under 2 minutes to play. To Reyna between the circles. And I think coach is going to call a 30-second timeout to get the sub in, and that's all it is. Kaylin's going to check in and replace Kayla. And
Coach Massey saying we can keep playing. I just want to get the
sub. Now they're going to go back out. Yeah, here we go.
Now Breeze has six players on the floor. Now they have seven on the playoff floor. Now they're down to five.
So Kalen back in. Reina the last one that will be checking out at some point soon here with 1:48 to play. Kalen Boyce inbound. Now they're back in that 3-2 zone again. Don't see that too often. Reina on the dribble on high right side. Kalen between the circles, left wing to Sage. She'll fire the three. Oh, bounces off, no good. In and out on that one. It kind of hit the front rim. It looked like it was going to roll through. She hit one in the last game and had 5 points with a couple of free throws. Left wing, this is Paige for Breeze Central. Drives baseline, gets it inside, knocked away by Milroy, but getting it back was Zimmer missed the shot. Now gets tipped out. And from the right baseline, 10-footer in and out, no good by Wesselman, and a jump ball on the rebound. Emily Meinert ties up Wesselman, or rather that was, Zimmer. And Reina Gully goes to the bench as Megan Lingefelter checks in. 51-30 Streaks lead, 1:12 to play in the ball game. Megan Lingefelter out high left side, Kalen Boydson, she'll dribble right now. And she'll get it to Sage on the left wing. Back to Kalen. Dribbles right, out high right side to Megan. Back to Kalen. Back between the circles now with under a minute to play. Now it's Sage, left baseline to Megan. She'll fire the three-pointer, left baseline. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped, and the foul's going to go against, I think, Kalen Boydston. She's going to get called for the push on the rebound. That'll be her first foul of the ball game. We'll walk it back this way for two free throws for Olivia Page as the Streaks above the limit with more than 10 fouls. So Page goes to the free throw line of two shots. 48.7 to play in the ball game.
First one up, and that one's off the back iron. No good for Olivia Page.
Streaks will pick up win number 26 here this afternoon. Second shot up and good for Page. The Cougars will drop to 22-4, but all their losses to 3A and 4A schools here. Kalen Boydson out on the left side with 40 seconds to play to Sage Milroy, left wing. And her pass knocked away, and it's stolen by Wesselman. Now it is Page with it out high on the left side. Top of the key, it goes to Wesselman. Dribbles right, gets down on the right block. Shot up and missed by Newkirk. Rebound Emily Meinert. She gets tied up, and the possession arrow points toward Breeze Central with 23.1 to play. It'll be, Wesselman inbound, gets it down on the right block to Newkirk, puts a shot up and good. Carson Newkirk with her first basket, 51-33 Streaks, 14 seconds to play. Now a near steal gets knocked in the backcourt. Kalen Boydston runs it down for the Streaks with 8 seconds to play. And I don't even know if the Streaks are going to go try to shoot a shot. Now Megan Lingefelter on the dribble, and looks like she'll just dribble it out. Now to Sage on the left wing to Ellen, and she'll hang on, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks, fourth-ranked team in Class 3A, defeat the number one-ranked team in Class 2A, the Breeze Central Cougars. Final score, Galesburg 51, Breeze Central 33. Nice effort from the Streaks here this afternoon. We'll come back with our post-game show. Name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. That may be kind of tough. We'll do that. We'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, run down our post-game stats as well. Streaks win it 51-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930. By Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. By Edible Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the Bondi Building in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL, proudly connected to Galesburg.
From the events calendar on our website, the Abingdon Firemen's Auxiliary Valentine's Dance is Saturday, February 6th at the American Legion Hall, featuring live music by Eternity Road. Enjoy a cake and pie auction, famous in Abingdon, and a 50-50 raffle. More information at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy with a low of 39 tonight. Cloudy with a 50% chance of rain tomorrow, high of 48. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 28. Monday, partly sunny with a high of 39. Monday night, cloudy with a chance of snow, possibly mixed with some sleet, low of 32. And Tuesday, breezy with rain showers, possibly mixed with snow early, high of 41, overnight low of 25. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 44 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at John Field Gym, Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks win it here this afternoon by a final of 51-33. Streaks outscored the Cougars in that fourth quarter 14-9. What a nice game for the Streaks, even though low scoring. And, you know, a lot of that was due to the Streaks kind of, once they got the lead, really took their time on their offensive possessions and just really worked for good shots and ran some clock in that second half.
Well, and on top of it, they were putting a little bit of an emphasis of trying to get the ball inside. And when there's a bigger inside player on the other side of the other team, it kind of slows you up a little bit because you're trying to work around and get her moving out of where you want to be. So that takes a little bit of time, too, to run the offense and get the defense position where you want them to be so that when you go attack, it's in your favor.
Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, boy, we had so many players that did great things out there, whether they scored or not. But this was a game here this afternoon. Two really talented post players went at it. And very close as far as points and rebounds, but I thought overall ours got the better of the matchup, and I'm gonna go that way.
Yeah, and that'd be Shaylee Florine. Shaylee, 20 points, 9 rebounds. Struggled a little bit more than I'm sure she would even like to have done at the free throw line. 6 of 9 shooting. She also struggled a bit from the field. She was, let's see, 7 of 13, but realistically she went through a stretch where she missed 5 in a row, and outside those 5 in a row she missed, she only missed 1 the rest of the game. So
wow. So
you know, she would 6 of her last 7. So Shaylee really stepped it up, and she seemed to really step it up there in the second half.
So Shaylee Florine, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. And Streaks coach Evan Massey joining us here. Streaks win it by a final of 51-33. Coach, boy, so many players did so many different things for you. People need to realize this team you beat here this afternoon would be competing along with us in the Western Big Six each and every year. I mean, that's a really good basketball team.
Well, yeah, I mean, over the last 10 years, their boys and girls have, you know, been in the final. It's rare when one of them is in the Final Four with things. And, you know, I had the opportunity that had 4 different games that were able to watch of theirs, and that, you know, we're fortunate. I mean, it's much easier than I would have predicted for us and stuff that they're they're a good, solid team. And if I told the girls, if we played them again, it wouldn't shock me if they beat us by 20, that they're that good. But I thought that as good as Kayla, I mean, Kayla in the press, if we can just get her up, matched up on someone, can give people fits, and she certainly did. And everybody sees that. But of Kylie and Ellen and Emily that came in at different times and guarded the second post player, they're pretty good. And I said to him, a difference of at the beginning of the year, we could only last 4 or 5 minutes playing man-to-man against Moline, and then we turn around and we're able to handle them, and a lot of it is post defense and those guys. That Kylie just does such a good job in the high-low stuff. Of she jumps well enough that they can't lob over her, and that she's active enough that they can't pass inside through her.
Yeah, your guards really bothered their ball handlers, number one, but also with the help doubling down on their post players and a lot of help there. And just, you know, they had, I think, 11 turnovers in the first half. I'm not sure what they ended up with, but it seemed most of their turnovers were really forced by your defense, and you just really, really bothered them. And then we talked in the pregame that rebounding would be a key for you, and it was everybody that contributed. I mean, it wasn't just Shaylee and Kylie in there. I think Raina got in there and had about 7 rebounds, and everybody was getting in on that action, as well as, you know, we had Lexi got in there for some steals, a great job on the perimeter defense. It was just really a nice all-around team effort here this afternoon.
It was. I never dreamed that, you know, we'd end up, you know, play that way with it and stuff. And you consider, you know, really we were able to sit Shaylee the entire second quarter. And so, you know, that made her a little stronger in the second half. I thought she held her own against the big kid.
Absolutely. We thought early on she made a couple of moves, missed a couple of shots. And like, well, you know, she's really not used to having somebody that size or bigger than her in her face as she goes up, and finally kind of got her rhythm against her and really ended up with a nice game.
Yeah. It's amazing that, you know, the one that you look at, Raina, she absorbs a lot of physical contact and still gets us in her offense, and she did a nice job with that. And she and Kayla complement each other as far as handling the ball. And then there was Lexi again today hitting the threes.
Well, just 3 games now left in the regular season. We'll have, Quincy coming in, a much-improved Quincy team Thursday night, a Saturday afternoon, a game that's got pushed back to 3 o'clock Saturday with Sterling. And then, of course, it'll be, of course, senior night this Thursday night with Quincy,
yes,
is that right?
Yeah. Glad you mentioned that.
And then we'll wrap up the regular season a week from Thursday with the Rock Island Rocks. Good win here, Coach. Still some good basketball to be played in the John Thiel Gym here today. Got Monmouth Roseville girls and Byron, followed by the Monmouth Roseville and Byron boys. And, of course, our boys coming off a real good win last night as well.
Yeah, this has turned into a nice thing. You know, years ago, Mike Hellenthal put together one, and it was us playing Limestone, and it was Carthage against Woodhull or Alwood. And when Mike got here, Mike Reynolds, that he's just an organizer and things, and I had said to him we should do that, and I didn't envision it turning out the way it is, of 3 girls games, 3 boys games. The basketball mothers of boys and girls do a wonderful job with the lunch there, and you know, people should come in off the street, and you know, for $5 they're not going to get a lunch somewhere else. It's really nice, and so hopefully as the day goes on, we'll, you know, have a lot of people coming through.
Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thanks.
That is Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on our postgame show, brought to you by OSS Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. Take a time out, come back and talk more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on the 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Monday morning, we'll talk with Robin Johnson. He's a political science professor at Monmouth College and a political talk show host. We'll talk about the Iowa caucus. That'll be just after 8:10 on WGIL. Streaks win it this afternoon at John Field Gym, 51-33 over the Breeze Central Cougars. Galesburg now 25-2 on the season. Breeze Central drops to 22-4. Shaylee Florine, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Let's go ahead and start on our post-game stats here, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. As we mentioned, Shaylee led the way in scoring with 20 points, 9 rebounds to go along with it, 7 baskets, 6 for 9 from the free throw line. 14 points for Lexi Daniels, hit 4 three-pointers and a 2. 10 points for Raina Gelly, and she had way more to go along with that between rebounds and assists and steals. She had a 3, a couple of 2s, and 3 for 4 from the free-throw line. 3 points for Kayla Townsell, a basket 1 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Kylie Townsell, a basket 2 for 4 from the free-throw line. Streaks with 5 three-pointers in the game, 12 for 18 from the free-throw line. Breeze Central led by their leading scorer on the season, just a little bit above her average. She hit 18 points in the game. That's Kendra Wilkins, six threes, a 2, just 3 for 6 from the free throw line. Nobody else even close to double figures. 5 points for Kaylee Schrand on a basket, 3 for 3 from the line. 4 points for Grace Yonchus on a 3 and 1 for 2 from the line. 3 points for Carly Albers on a 3-pointer, 0 for 2 from the line. 2 points for Carson Newkirk on a basket. 1 point for Olivia Page on 1 for 2 from the line. Let's see. Jansen went 0 for 2 from the line. As a team, 3 three-pointers, just 8 for 17 from the free throw line.
Well, the turnover battle, the Streaks were able to win that. 17 turnovers for Breeze, only 8 for the Silver Streaks. Streaks out-rebounded Breeze Central 35-30, 12-6 on the offensive boards. Breeze Central shot at 11 of 37 from the field, including 3 of 15 from deep. Streaks were 17 of 51, 5 of 17 from deep. Stats in addition to the scoring we told you about, Shaylee Florine's 9 rebounds to go with her 20 points. Ellen Junk had an assist, a very nice assist to Shaylee. 2 rebounds for Lexi Daniels, 2 assists and a steal. Kayla Townsell added 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. Raina Goley had herself another good game, 8 points, 6 assists, 1 steal. Kylie Townsell, 6 rebounds, 3 steals and a block. And Kaylin Boydson added a couple of rebounds. So a good job by the girls tonight, or this afternoon, excuse me. And, you know, you want to see where you match up against teams, and this is the number one team in 2A.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, we caught them not at full strength. They lost a guard before the season to an injury, but they had a starting guard not playing today because of shin splints. And not to say we still wouldn't have won as handily as we did, but again, I will say that team at full strength is competing with us. I don't think they can beat a Rock Island, but they're competing for, you know, one of the top spots in the Western Big Six Conference if they were playing in it. I mean, yeah. I don't know that there's a team that that we've played that they couldn't at least be competitive with.
Well, there definitely would have been a top half.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, like we said, even at full strength, I don't know that they beat us, and they definitely probably don't beat Rocky, but they would probably be top three. I'd buy that.
Streaks win it here, 51-33 is the final. We'll come back and wrap things up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Let me get a McPick 2. You know what to do. Get a McPick 2.
Get ready, because Mickey D's new McPick 2 menu's value for you. Now you can mix and match two delicious tastes for just $2. Pair new cheesy mozzarella sticks with a juicy McDouble burger, or mix it up with small golden fries and a mouth-watering McChicken sandwich. Only $2 for any two. Head into McDonald's today and let them hear you say,
let me get a McPick 2. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. For a limited time, price of single item posted on menu board.
Need a little cash this winter? Win up to $500 if you're spotted wearing the new white WGIL button. Details at WGIL.com.
Streaks went at 51-33 was the final score. As Galesburg picks up win number 26 on the season, they're 26-2. Breeze Central drops to 22-3 on the season. Again, just as I said to Coach Massey, really good team effort here this afternoon by the Streaks. Just so many little things that just, I think, took Bree Central out of what they were trying to do.
Yeah, I think the passing was really good for the Silver Streaks. The team defense, we've harped on and on about how great the Streaks were on the ball defense today, but, and you know, throughout the season, but definitely today as an example. And I think that was stellar as well. And it just, you know, when you're a team like Bree Central, you don't see this level of competition or intensity maybe, as they do see some good teams down there. But it just kind of took them off guard. And, you know, they were in it for a quarter. They were in it. It was 11-11. And then the Streaks went on that 10-0 run, and it kind of sealed things. Just like the other night against Moline when it was 20-20, Streaks rattled off 20 straight points, and that game was over. So, you know, that's the kind of thing that good teams do. They put you away. They don't let you hang around, and the Streaks are definitely showing their moxie to that end most recently. So, you know, the other thing that I think is pretty encouraging is it was a week ago, right about this time, they had just lost to Morton, and, you know, that primes you for a letdown right afterwards when you lose a tough game like that. But the Streaks have come back, and they've done everything they've needed to do in back-to-back games now, and hopefully we'll keep this thing rolling forward with definitely a couple winnable games coming up in the next two.
I was just looking at this Byron girls team that takes four. They've got a 6'2 girl as well. Bailey Burrows, a 6'2 junior who easily won the tip. There's no Monmouth Roseville roster on the rosters here. Again, a good win for the Streaks. A much improved Quincy team coming in on Thursday night. But Streaks go out and play their game, even though Quincy's improved. You know, I still think that they're outmatched against this team.
Oh, I think so, too. I don't think that Quincy's going to be able to play with the Streaks, even though they've been playing better as of late. They don't have the size. They don't have the skill. The one thing they have a little bit of is team speed and athleticism, but that's about the only thing they're going to be able to keep even near in the same ballpark with the Silver Streaks. And senior night, so the only caveat there is what kind of emotion are you running with, and hopefully it's used to fuel and send the seniors off in a positive way.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe we didn't do a boys-girls doubleheader, thinking, well, the Bree Central has to travel. Well, right. You got Alton playing the late game, and they were just as far away as Bree Central.
Yeah, they could have shared a charter bus.
And it was nice because Bree Central, with the program they have, they traveled really well. They had a lot of people. In fact, there was a gentleman that just kind of, he had come from down on the other end, a Bree Central fan, sat down in front of us here with, he's got his beard dyed purple.
Oh, yes, I see that now.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him. So they had a pretty good group of fans here this afternoon. Again, Streaks win it by a final of 51-33. Galesburg High boys in action later on tonight. They'll take on the Alton Redbirds. That one is scheduled for 7:30, so Brad and Jim will take the air around 7:06. What time did this one tip off on time? I guess they actually tipped off early. It's not quite even 4:30. So they should be pretty close to being on time tonight around 7:06 for the pregame 7:30 scheduled tip here on WGIL. Thanks for listening here this afternoon. Thanks to our studio engineer, Nick Simpson. Streaks win at 51-33. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erdos saying good afternoon from John Field Gym.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.